And the Detroit mayoral race got a little more interesting this week following the first televised debate between City Council President Mary Sheffield and the Reverend Solomon Kinloch Jr. The exchange sometimes was combative, with the candidates sharply criticizing each other's records and plans. Everything from lowering crime to improving education was on the table. And joining us now to discuss her vision, her time on council, and her path forward for the city is City Council President and mayoral candidate Mary Sheffield. Council President, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much.
Top of the morning.
Yeah, thank you so much for being here. Yeah, we saw a really, you know, dynamic debate last night where you and Reverend Kinloch had some exchanges, some sharp exchanges. You spoke about a critical moment in Detroit's recovery and the risk of gambling with our future with inexperienced leadership. Expand on that.
Yeah, I mean, we've made tremendous progress, and I think it's important to recognize that we can pause and acknowledge the growth and the progress that we've made in Detroit, but also equally recognize that there's more work to be done. And with the sacrifices that have been made, the emergence of us coming out of bankruptcy, the tremendous amount of economic investments in our city, we are at a critical moment in our recovery. We know politically times have changed. Federal funds are not the way in which they used to be as far as what we may be privileged to receive. And I just think that in this moment, it must be met with experienced leadership that knows how to navigate government, that knows how to build partnerships, and knows how to get things done for our residents. And so I think that was the message I tried to articulate yesterday, because we can easily go back to a moment in Detroit's history where we were deeply behind. You know, we came from $18 billion in debt. Streetlights were not working. City services were not being met. And we made a lot of growth, and it took real leadership, tough decisions to get us where we are today. And I think the next mayor has to be someone who can protect that growth, but more importantly, ensure that it goes deeper into our neighborhoods and reaches more people.
And is there something last night that you wish you would have said, that you wish you would have said a little differently? You could say it right now.
Well, I wish we had more opportunity just to drive down on neighborhoods. You know, I think that is going to be the biggest probably focus of this next administration, is how we really get an opportunity to drive growth in our neighborhoods. And so I kind of laid out a little bit of my plan around ensuring that we are, you know, stabilizing our neighborhoods, willing to activate our commercial corridors. We have plans on bringing more opportunity hubs to our neighborhoods as well, that will provide wraparound services and also more access to city government. Also, homelessness was not really discussed, and we do have to continue to be very strategic in our approach on how we address the issue of homelessness. I've done a lot in this area and looking forward to really elevating this issue and being more bold and innovative in how we provide permanent supportive housing and using our vacant land and vacant buildings to create more housing for those who are unhoused in Detroit.
Talking about crime, Council President, a major policy difference was the use of the National Guard. And, you know, you flatly rejected it, citing, you know, conjuring up those memories of 67. And your opponent expressed openness to collaboration to protect soft spots. Now, this morning we had him on. He said, no, I don't want them in. He didn't really say that last night. It wasn't really clear. But why is it critical for the leadership in Detroit to unequivocally refuse any form of federal or military intervention in city policing?
I mean, it's very important. We know the dark days that we've been through in this city. We also know who is in the White House. And I think any indication that this is what we want signals the wrong message. And so I was very firm in my opposition that we strongly oppose any form of the National Guard coming to Detroit. Now, I do think it's important to note that I did state that I do welcome federal resources as it relates to funding, support through law enforcement agencies that can crack down on gang violence and gun crimes. But we do not need to militarize our neighborhoods in any way, not even in soft spots or high crime areas. We do not need that, because that does not address the issue of public safety. We have to address the root cause, which is housing and mental health, and expanding our community violence intervention work and ensure that we have strong partnerships with law enforcement and with our community partners as well.
Education, a huge topic. You know, the people running for governor are talking about it, just the shortfalls here in our state. How can a Detroit mayor influence education in the city of Detroit?
Yeah, by being a greater partner. We have to be a champion of education. I think we, as a city, have to find our ways that we can supplement and fill gaps for the school system. Superintendent Dr. Vitti was very clear that this next mayor could be helpful in a few ways. Number one, after school programming. We have to ensure that we're either opening our rec centers, partnering with our libraries, our nonprofits, our churches to provide after school programming and out of school time for our students that focus in on literacy. He also talked about transportation. Absenteeism is the number one issue facing our school system. If we can find ways to use coordinated methods to get our students in school, working on our public transit system, but also looking at ways that our private sector can step in and supplement to provide greater coordination of transportation, that can help get our students back in school. And then we also know that wraparound services, mental health and housing and childcare and other social determinants are impacting families and students. And the city can be a greater partner at providing those wraparound services and support for families and students that are being impacted. So I'm very excited to be a champion of education and to be a greater partner in helping supplement the work that they're doing, but also filling the gaps that are needed.
Speaking with Council President Mary Sheffield, also Detroit mayoral candidate here on JR Morning. And Council President, you know, this is a historic election where Detroit will elect either its first female leader or an active minister for the first time in over a century. Why is electing a leader with institutional experience more important for Detroit's future right now than electing a faith-based leader with a new outside perspective?
Again, I just think that this is an urgent moment in Detroit and in our country. This moment calls for experienced leadership. We are going to be entering into a new era where we have to do less with more. Political climate is completely different. We have to know how to work across the aisle and to work with all different types of people. And again, with Detroit's recovery being so fragile in the sense that we can easily slip back and go back to days that we don't want to, I think that experienced leadership is needed in this moment. Leadership that has delivered, that has proven to be able to build partnerships and forge coalitions around important issues, I think is so important. So excited to be able to share my experience with Detroiters and build on the amazing work that we've done to ensure that our city continues to rise higher.
Well, 3 weeks to go before the election, and you know, it doesn't get any easier. You gotta keep working, and you can't coast now, can you?
No, I've never coasted, which is why I think we saw the results in the first election, and we don't take anything for granted. I enjoy interacting with our residents. I enjoy being at community forums and connecting to hear the concerns and desires of our residents, and we will do that to the very end. And more importantly, if we are awarded the opportunity to serve, we will continue to do that throughout the entire time serving in office, connecting and elevating and making sure every area of our city is seen and valued and respected.
Council President Mary Sheffield, thanks for taking out some time with us this morning on JR Morning. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you all, you all as well, and have a great day.
You as well. And coming up, got another WJR special deal for you, and we'll have Chef Bobby and the owners of Hook Restaurant in St. Clair Shores in studio next at 8:49.
Plus, we have a contest. It's WJR's Game Day in the D. Your chance to roar when Detroit hosts New York Sunday, November 23rd at Ford Field. You could win tickets, transportation courtesy of Metro Cars, and $100 to dine at Buddy's Pizza. To enter, download the free WJR mobile app. Find the secret keyword, then text it to 800-859-0957. For more information, visit WJR.com.